Hi, DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus. I want to welcome you to another Friday edition of the LifePoint DriveCast. And Fridays are the day of the week to where we go where the Lord takes us. And usually it's off the beaten path of the weekly teachings and into some different territory. And so today I'd like to share an observation with you regarding a story that's found in Mark's Gospel, chapter 2. Where Jesus heals a paralytic. And it's a very familiar story to most of you. And you know it. It's about the four unnamed friends who carried a paralytic to Jesus but couldn't get in the house where Jesus was preaching his word because the house was packed with people. So they carry the paralytic up a back set of stairs to a flat roof, and then they begin digging a hole in the roof to let the man down to Jesus. And it really stirs up quite a scene. And here's where I want to pick up the story. Mark chapter 2 verse 5 says this, "And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, 'Son, your sins are forgiven.'" Now, did you catch that? Let me read it to you again. "And when Jesus saw their faith." And what's interesting to me is that the first thing that Jesus notices in this story is faith. It's not the broken body of the paralytic. You know, for most of us, religious faith is only equated with belief. But belief is not what Jesus sees in the story. He sees the friends and the paralytic's actions, not their religious beliefs. You know, the five men in the story, they have to get in front of Jesus, and they're not going to be deterred. And maybe their actions, it might have started with belief, but it doesn't end with belief. And you know, the takeaway for me is this. If I really want to know what I believe, I can't pay attention to my words, because what I say about what I believe, it changes depending upon my audience and who I'm looking to impress. And I can't pay attention to what I think I believe either, because that's fickle too. If I really want to know what I truly believe, I have to look at one thing, and that's how I live and behave, and what my default is about God, others, and myself. And so today, I hope Jesus puts others into my path and into your path, to whom that we can show our faith to, the kind of actionable faith that Jesus will take note of. You know, Paul writes in Philippians chapter 2 these words about actionable faith. He says, "Let each of you look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others." And like the friends of the paralytic, shouldn't we pray for opportunities today to gather around a broken family member or a coworker or a classmate and carry them into the presence of Jesus? I think we should. So let's close today's DriveCast out like we normally do every Friday by just allowing you the opportunity to pray with me. If you want to pray about the kind of active faith that Jesus looks for in his followers, then you can pray something like this. Jesus, help me to be like the four friends who brought the man with the broken body into your presence. Allow me the chance to exercise my faith by putting it into action, not just words. Give me opportunities today to serve others before I think of myself. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And so I want to thank you for tuning in to the LifePoint DriveCast today. May God give you a safe and a happy weekend, and do your best to join us at one of our four LifePoint locations in person this coming Sunday. And remember to tune in again with us on Monday for another edition of our LifePoint DriveCast. This is Pastor Jeff saying so long.